Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today, and today is Tuesday, the 3rd of November, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 16th day of Cheshvan. This week, our parasha is called Vayera, which means He appeared. And today's portion, today's Aliyah from the Torah, is Genesis 19, 1 through 20. Before I begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. And today I thought I would change things up a little bit and say this prayer in Hebrew. This is a prayer that's found both in English and in Hebrew at the beginning of the Daily Bread Journal.
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר נותן תורת אמת ובשורת ישועה לעמו ישראל ולכל העמים על ידי בנו ישוע המשיח אדוננו.
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening while Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. Then he said, Here, please, my lords, please, turn aside to your servant's house, spend the night and wash your feet. Then you can get up early and go on your way. But they said, No, we will spend the night in the open plaza. But he urged them strongly, so they turned aside to him, and they came into his house. He prepared a feast for them and baked matzot, and they ate. They had not yet lain down when the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house from youth to elderly, all the people without exception. And they called out to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have relations with them. But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, Please, my brothers, don't act wickedly. Look, I have two daughters who haven't been intimate with a man. Please let me bring them out to you. Do to them whatever is good in your eyes. However, do nothing to these men, since they have come under the protection of my roof. Get out of the way, they said. And they said, This one came as an outsider and dares to judge. Now we'll treat you worse than them. So they strongly pressed against the man Lot and moved in close to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands, brought Lot into the house with them, and shut the door. Then they struck the men at the doorway of the house with blindness, from youth to elderly, so that they gave up trying to find the doorway. Then the men said to Lot, Who else related to you is still here? A son-in-law, your sons and your daughters, whoever else is related to you in the city, bring them out of the place. For we are about to destroy this place, because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who were going to marry his daughters. Get up, he said, get out of this place, for the Lord is about to destroy the city. But in the eyes of his sons-in-law, he was like a joker. So when morning dawned, the angels rushed Lot, saying, Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or else you will be swept away with the city's iniquity. But he hesitated. So the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and his two daughters' hands, because of the Lord's compassion for him. And they brought him out and left him outside the city. When they brought them outside, one said, Flee for your life, do not look behind you, and do not stop anywhere in the surrounding area. Escape to the hills, or else you'll be swept away. But Lot said to them, No, my lord, please, look, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have magnified your merciful loyalty, which you have shown me by letting me live. But I can't escape to the hill country, for the disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, please, this city is close enough to flee there, and it's little. Please, let me escape there. Isn't it small? and let me live. That was Genesis 19:1-20. Today's portion from the prophets is Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test all Israel who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan. It was only in order that the generations of Bnei Israel might learn from war, which they had not experienced before. These nations included the five Philistine lords and all the Canaanites, Sidonians, and the Hivites living in the hill country of Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamat. They were for testing Israel, to know whether they would obey the mitzvot of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by Moses' hand. But Bnei Israel settled among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and took their daughters for themselves as wives, gave their own daughters to their sons, and worshipped their gods. Bnei Israel did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, forgot the Lord their God, and worshipped the Baalim and the Asherahs. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he sold them over into the hand of King Cushan-Rishathaim of Aram-Naharaim, and Bnei Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim for 8 years. When Bnei Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for Bnei Israel to deliver them, Otniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger kinsman. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him as he judged Israel. When he went out to war, the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim of Aram into his hand, so that he had the upper hand over Cushan-Rishathaim. Then the land had peace for 40 years. When Otniel, son of Kenaz, died, Bnei Israel again did what was evil in the Lord's eyes. So the Lord strengthened King Eglon of Moab against Israel, because they had done evil in the Lord's eyes. So he gathered to himself the people of Ammon and Amalek, then went and defeated Israel and took possession of the city of palms. Bnei Israel became subject to King Eglon of Moab for 18 years. But when Bnei Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. Now Bnei Israel sent tribute with him to King Eglon of Moab. Ehud made himself a double-edged sword, a cubit in length, which he girded on his right thigh under his cloak. Then he presented the tribute to King Eglon of Moab. Eglon was a very fat man. Now, when Ehud had finished presenting the tribute, he dismissed the people who had carried the tribute. But he himself turned back at the idols that were near Gilgal and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." "Keep silence," he replied, so all his attendants left him. Then Ehud approached him while he was sitting alone in a roof chamber where it was cool and said, "I have a message from God for you." So he arose from his throne. Then Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. Even the handle went in after the blade and the fat closed over the blade, for he did not withdraw the sword out of his belly, and the filth came out. Then Ehud went out by the porch, shut the doors of the roof chamber on him, and locked them. After he had gone out, his courtiers came and looked, but behold, the doors of the roof chamber were locked. So they said, "He is only relieving himself in the cool chamber." So they waited till they were embarrassed, but behold, he still did not open the doors of the roof chamber. So they took the key and opened them, and behold, their master was lying dead on the floor. But Ehud escaped while they were lingering, passed beyond the idols, and escaped to Seirah. When he arrived, he blew the shofar in the hill country of Ephraim. So Bnei Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he was in front of them. He said to them, "Follow me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. So they went down after him and seized the fords of the Jordan opposite Moab, and allowed no one to cross over. Then they struck all at that time about 10,000 men of Moab, all stout men of valor, not a man escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. Then the land had peace for 80 years. After him came Shamgar, son of Anat, who struck down 600 Philistine men with an ox goad. So he also delivered Israel. That was Judges 3. And now our portion today from the writings will be Psalm 28 and 29. Of David. To you, Lord, I call. My rock, do not be deaf to me. If you were silent to me, I would become like those going down to the pit. Hear the sound of my pleas, when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked and with doers of iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds, their evil acts. Repay them for the deeds of their hands. Bring back on them what they deserve. Since they show no regard for the deeds of the Lord, nor the work of his hands, he will tear them down and never build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the sound of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I was helped. Therefore my heart leaps for joy, and I will praise him with my song. The Lord is their strength, a stronghold of salvation for his anointed. Save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them and carry them forever. A Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of God. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bow down to the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord shatters cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer writhe in birth and strips forest bare. In his temple all are saying glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with shalom. That was Psalm 28 and 29. Our final portion today is from the Apostolic Writings, and it is Matthew 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household, who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius per day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and I'll give you whatever is right." So they went. Again he went out about the sixth hour and ninth hour and did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle the whole day?" "Because no one hired us," they said to him. He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." Now when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last to the first." And those who had come about the 11th hour each received a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, yet they too received a denarius. But when they received it, they began to grumble against the master of the house, saying, "These last guys did 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us, who bore the burden and scorching heat of the day." But answering, he said to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me on a denarius? Take what is yours and go. But I want to give to this last guy the same as you. Am I not permitted to do what I want with what belongs to me? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last." Now, as Yeshua was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 aside privately, and on the way he told them, "Look, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. Yet on the third day he will be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came with her sons to Yeshua, and she was kneeling down and asking something from him. "What do you want?" he said to her. She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine might sit, one on your right and one on your left, in your kingdom." But Yeshua replied, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup I am about to drink?" "We are able," they say to him. He said to them, "You shall indeed drink my cup, but to sit on my right and left, this isn't mine to grant. Rather, it's for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Now when the 10 heard, they became indignant with the two brothers. But Yeshua called them over and said, "You know that the rulers of the nations lord it over them, and their great ones play the tyrant over them. It shall not be this way among you. But whoever wants to be great among you shall be the servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. And here two blind men sitting by the roadside, when they heard that Yeshua was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Master, Ben David." The crowd warned them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Master, Ben David." Yeshua stopped and called out to them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he said. They said to him, "Master, let our eyes be opened." Moved with compassion, Yeshua touched their eyes. Instantly they regained their sight and followed him. That was Matthew 20, and it concludes our readings for this episode. If you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's reading cycle, you will read the book of Jude today also. Thank you for listening. May you be blessed and go with peace today as you go about your daily work. And I pray that the words of God will go deep into your hearts and bear much fruit in your life. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time. Hashem, bless you, friend.